was enough to make a girl stop talking for years to come. That is, about her relationship with Jesus. One day in high school, God laid it on my wife's heart, of course she wasn't my wife yet, to share Christ with one of her fellow band members. Ricky was a drummer. In my experience, drummers are usually cut from a little different piece of cloth than everybody else. And Ricky was no exception. He was a wild and crazy guy with a mouth to match. But one day my wife got up the courage to rise above her shyness and tell him about her Savior. Ricky didn't exactly fall to his knees in the band room and repent. In fact, he said, "Well, if you're going to heaven, I want to go to the other place." Ouch. Okay, fast forward. Years later, my wife and I are visiting a church where the pastor introduced us during the service. And afterwards, the man who'd been sitting behind us said to my honey, "I've been hoping for years I'd get to see you and tell you what happened." It was Ricky and his wife. He said, "I know I blew you off that day you tried to tell me about Jesus." Later, a couple of others did the same thing. "I just wanted you to know, I finally gave my heart to Christ." Wow. Ricky went on to tell about working on a Christian radio station, how he had even pastored a church. Ricky, the one who nuked the girl who tried to tell him about Jesus, ended up actually working on our team early on, helping us tell the world about Jesus. Wow. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your part in the rescue. Ricky's story, it's a story of so many who have changed their eternal address from hell to heaven. They didn't find Christ through one exposure to him, but through a string of faithful witnesses who sowed the seed of the gospel in their heart. One day the harvest came because of those who sowed the gospel, those who watered the gospel, and then someone who recognized that it was time to harvest the gospel. Now God has placed you as his designated ambassador in the lives of the people in your personal world. Here's how the great rescue plan of God works, as revealed in 1 Corinthians 3, beginning with verse 5, which is our word for today from the Word of God. "What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe. As the Lord assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his labor, for we are God's fellow workers." You realize how important you are in the life-saving plan of God? He's invited you to work side by side with him in his harvesting of lives for heaven. In one life, you may be the one who sows the first thoughts a person ever has about Jesus, as my wife did in Ricky's life. For another person, you might be the one who unknowingly builds on seed someone else sowed to bring that person a step closer to Jesus. And for someone else, you'll be the one God puts there when the other seed sown in their life is ready to be harvested and they are ready for Jesus. As you ask the Holy Spirit to show you what part he wants you to play and where that person is in the process of coming to him, he'll give you the courage and the words if you ask him to. You can never judge the final result of your witness by the immediate response. It is God who provides the seed. It's God who miraculously grows that seed into a heart that's ready for Jesus. But he's counting on you to sow his seed, water his seed, or harvest his seed. There's only one way you can fail in sharing Christ. You don't do it. Your mission is to lead each lost person God leads you to closer to Jesus than they were before, knowing more about Jesus and what he did for them than they knew before. God has an amazing plan for the spiritual rescue of every lost person you know, and he's asking you to join him in the rescue. Don't miss the most important thing you will ever do in your life.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.